Today is World Down Syndrome Day. It's a day to raise awareness of the condition and to celebrate the very gifted people with Down Syndrome. Tara Antle and her stepson, Eric Ruby, join me live in studio this morning. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Eddie.
Eric, love the socks, love the shirt. So the shirt says, for people obviously who can't see it, what makes you different makes you beautiful. What would you want people to know about Down Syndrome, Eric?
Well, Down Syndrome, we're good coming soon. 321 by Airways. Don't send them kids out every province, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Every country, right? So.
Now, for me, I love music. Apparently, you do too.
Hmm?
You love music, right? Just like me.
Oh, yeah.
What role does music play in your life, Eric?
Oh, God. George Jones.
George Jones, love it.
Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon Hook.
You like all the classics. Classic country. Good man. Tara, let's bring you in here. Tell us about the Rock the Socks campaign.
This is a worldwide campaign, and we've kind of put a Newfoundland spin on it by calling it Rock Our Socks. And basically what it is that we're asking people to help draw awareness to Down syndrome by wearing our bright and beautiful, bold, colored, vibrant socks to represent those with Down syndrome and the bright personalities of what they have and the future that they have in front of them. If we were to look at chromosomes underneath a microscope, they look like bright, vibrant socks. So what Down syndrome is, as Eric was saying, is a third copy of the 21st chromosome. Hence, World Down Syndrome Day is March 21st, 321.
Talk about the supports in the province. Supports is one thing, but opportunities another. Give us some understanding of both here in Newfoundland Labrador.
That is, we're kind of at a mixed match. The Down Syndrome Society has been around in Newfoundland for about 20 years, and we're trying to reach out and reach as many families as we can across the province, and we need support to do that, to provide opportunity for individuals with Down Syndrome and the potentials that they have for living fulfilled lives and contributing back into the community. We have a Spreading Our Wings campaign, and underneath that, therapies are provided for speech therapy, occupational therapy, music therapy, and all of those things make a world of difference in the lives, to enrich the lives of those with Down syndrome. Typically through Eastern Health, a lot of those therapies are stopped at the age of 5. So the Newfoundland Down Syndrome Society is a nonprofit organization, and we're a volunteer group, and we raise our own funds for those therapies for the individuals. And it's amazing the difference that it makes to the individual, to, you know, as they grow, because we're seeing the first generation of the kids that grew up to the Down Syndrome Society now are coming out and are adults and are in the working world. It's incredible.
Eric, other than music, what other things do you like to do?
I'm working.
You're working?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you work?
At Subway.
Lovely.
At Dent Ghouls. Jay is busy. I go to Nutella's parents every night. Every Saturday. I see my nan and pops. My pops passed away, actually.
Okay.
He's 80, right? So
we already mentioned your shirt, which is fantastic. Nobody can see your socks, but tell the folks at home what you've got on for some cool rocking socks here today. What do you got?
Well,
let's have a look.
Oh, God. I got Mrs. Mabs.
Yeah, Montreal Canadiens. I love that sock. You're a man after my own heart. Good boy. What do you got here?
I got Living the Dream Socks.
Living the Dream Socks. So it's an important day here, World Down Syndrome Awareness Day. We want people to realize that, you know, exactly like your shirt says, what makes you different makes you beautiful. What else would you like people to know who are listening to us this morning?
Well, I got my cousin, Tina, is my cousin, actually. Yeah, Tina was in Great Falls now, actually.
Okay.
And she hit me on this radio. And my name.
On the way in the car, Patty, Eric, mm-hmm. We were kind of asking some similar questions of, you know, what do you think? And one thing that stood out that he said to us is that children born with Down syndrome are a blessing. And we thought that was pretty, insightful for him to draw that conclusion there as well, which is really good. And with the Rock Our Socks campaigns, we have close to 50 to 60 schools and businesses on board that are, you know, people are going in with their bright, beautiful socks on to represent and draw awareness as well. So we're over the moon about that.
And so if you are indeed rocking your bright, beautiful socks today and you want to take it to Twitter, for instance, there's a hashtag. You just use lots of socks. I guess that's what we're using.
Lots of socks.
Lots of socks.
The Newfoundland Down Syndrome Society actually has a page on it. We're on Facebook as well. So we're trying to get as many pictures out there as we can. And some schools are fundraising as well during the activity, which is pretty cool. There's lots of companies on board. And some of the companies that the individuals with Down Syndrome work at are on board, like the Hair Factory. We have Vanessa and Amanda who work there.
They're
coming on board. Vanessa's a busy girl today. She's the administrative assistant with the Newfoundland Labrador Down Syndrome Society. And they're out doing all kinds of promotional things today, which is pretty cool. Matthew works with the Fort William Cafe over in the Johnson Building, and they're doing a little bit of a fundraiser over there as well, which is pretty cool. First Choice Haircutters, Compound Wellness Pharmacy, and then Commonwealth Avenue. So there's a lot on board. Schools across the province as well, because that's what the Spreading Our Wings campaign, we're trying to reach all of Newfoundland and Labrador. So there's individuals everywhere. We have Alex in Lab City, Janelle is out on the Northern Peninsula, down around Buren. There's Matthew and Ethan. Tatum's in around Clarenville. So there's families kind of popping up all over. And unless we tell them about the Down Syndrome Society, they don't necessarily know about it through the, through the Janeway. Sometimes it's passed along, sometimes it's not. So we're trying to really get the word out there, but also to offer therapies across the island as well. So we've got a big campaign going for that as well.
Our program director here, Aiden Hibbs, his little brother has Down Syndrome. I grew up and had great friends, Mark Turner, who's part of the Bear Plain Players, and Cheryl Conway, who's a big part of our minor hockey experience growing up. So, and Eric was kind enough to come in here today and throw me a top shelf. Top shelf, Eric. Good to see you, buddy.
And boy.
And enjoy World Down Syndrome Day. That's Eric Ruby and his stepmom, Tara Angel. Good to see you both.
That's it. Thanks, Patty.